we are in a warm and pleasant Cheadle estate when another plane turns up. Just as I was about to do his introduction, we've got seagulls circling us. And today, oh, there's the plane. Hiya! Yeah, that's the nature of living near Manchester. If you've been up north, you'll know what we mean. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. Yes, we are Swimming World Podcast. You can go and find our various gallivanting nature adventures on the at Swimming World Podcast Instagram, where you can go and see what we've been up to in recent weeks, which has included, well, a race for life. It's included a cook-along with a Swimming World kitchen. Oh, I can't even remember. It feels like we've done a lot recently.
It's very active, doesn't it?
It does, it does. And Anna's found us a bench to sit down. But unfortunately, we are going to talk about sport, which is the Olympics, if you know that that's on.
Do you know, but there's something about sitting on a bench and just looking at life, isn't there? I think it's a really important thing to do. And thinking about activity on a bench, I always think is a great way to get yourself motivated to get off the bench. That's my way of thinking it. Like when the activity videos came out on the website for the first time, our activity videos, I sat down and watched them first. Like, I needed to know what was coming.
Well, on a separate note, the reason we are sitting down is because we have already done quite a lot of activity. If you head to our Slimming World podcast Instagram page, you will get to watch us attempt break dancing for the first time. I bet you didn't think that's what I was going to say. It is a true fact. Apparently breakdancing is entering the Olympics, or has entered, I guess, by this point. I'm not au fait with the exact scheduling. For the very first time, and Team GB have a team. And so we decided to give breakdancing a go, thinking, how hard can it be? All they seem to do is spin around. It was exhausting.
My watch couldn't even register how high my heartbeat got when I was rolling around.
We basically give up nearer the end, where we do these spinny round things, and I just grab Anna's feet and help her turn around.
I mean, I have never felt like I am in my midlife more than I did doing that breakdancing. My 40s have come and they have broken me. Yes. Do you know what? Isn't it good that things like breakdancing are hitting the Olympics? That's really exciting, isn't it?
Well, BMX in a few years ago. Yeah. And the point, I suppose, that we were thinking about was this gold medal mindset. What does it take to get a gold medal, to be an Olympian? And we thought about that. In that you don't just turn up.
No.
You know, this is years of practice, of training, of planning, of, you know, investment, financial investments, equipment, physical, exactly, nutritional, all these different things. There is a plan in place. There is consistency. There is habit. And we thought, wait a second.
That strikes a chord.
The theme is here with the similarities of the habit, the behaviours of what you really need to dip into to be a successful slimmer. And armed with a bunch of tools which we know are available to Swimming World members, we've picked out one of the motivational tools, which is not really talked about that much.
I think it's used really, really well if you are an active person. I think what we need to really make sure, me as a consultant, is that people are utilising them to become active, stay active through our activity support programme. But FitLogs done well are a really inspiring, encouraging and motivating tool to use.
What we also thought when we delved into this was how it really looked at celebrating getting started on a new behaviour, a new habit, how it looked about potential danger areas, ways to protect strategies, for instance, action plans. And this word plan comes up whether you're talking about food or activity. And I have to be honest, I had never really sat down and read through in its entirety the weekly Fit Log. Fit is capital letters with double T's. And this is a little piece of paper which, if you join up to Slimming World, you get a members pack, and there are various bits of paper, and this is one of the ones in them.
You get four of these in there. You can also, if you're an online member, download these as well to print out, and then you can track your activity on the app as well. But I think really going back to basics and understanding that we have this unique activity support program, which is called Body Magic. And it's about understanding the kind of deep psychological shifts you need to make to become active and stay active. And how a lot of that is about recognizing where you are, what type of activity you want to do and the goal for that, assessing your danger areas and making a plan and strategies to protect yourself to be active and stay active in the same way you would do with your food. So these can be so empowering and such a good way to celebrate, because actually what you don't realize sometimes about your activity habits is the things you're actually doing that perhaps you hadn't recognized, but the things that may stop you, the things that may get in your way, and then how to create a really strong plan to make sure that you can be active and enjoy it. Because I think a lot of us come to activity with a lot of baggage. So again, a fit log can help you to understand your habits that may not be serving you so well at the moment.
Yeah, some of the potential danger areas, I thought, were just, they were things that I would have thought, yeah, this has been, when I've looked at goal setting previously, I mean, the first one here is set off to do things I don't really enjoy.
Yeah.
And quite often we set out to complete a new project, a goal, a race, or whatever it may be, and we forget that we're actually really meant to enjoy things rather than do it just for the sake of it. And that comes back to when we've kind of looked at the question around, well, why are we wanting to lose weight in the first place?
Yeah, and why are we wanting to be slim, and why are we wanting to be active? Like the second one says, try to do too much too soon. Oh my gosh, this is me down to a T. Like, right, I've decided I'm going to start walking. I am now going to be walking a marathon a day, like 26 miles. And it's like, no, I can't do that. So again, I think what is really key, going back to that kind of mindset of a gold medalist, is realism, but also then stretching your desire and your dream, but understanding where you may be at as a beginning point. Because a lot of us, I think, we're much fitter than we are, that was me, or we have so little self-belief we don't believe we can do anything. So this can be really good at kind of unknitting that kind of inner self-talk you've got about activity.
So there's a couple that jump out to me as potential danger areas. This all on having an all or nothing approach.
Yep, got that.
And also see it as too hard to get started. Mm. And maybe there are people who perhaps listen to our podcast who aren't members or used to be members. They're just dipping their toe in, being curious. And that motivation of getting the wheels in motion. Mm. And as you say, it's almost, we put that pressure on ourselves to be like, we've got to do everything. It's all got to be perfect. I want to turn up to that fitness class and be the best in the class, lift the heaviest weights. And when we don't, then we just dip out.
Yeah, like I see it a lot, or hear a lot, like people saying, I've got to get 10,000 steps. And they're actually currently doing 500. Actually, to go from 500 to 10,000, we need a bridge here. So let's start at 2,000, do that for a week and build it up. I think what this really allows you to see, especially with the awards program that we have, is how to build it in, how to commit to it, and then build in again so that you can keep increasing your level. Whereas where I've struggled previously is to say, right, I'm going to do it all, and I can do that for about 10 minutes, 2 weeks, and then I give up. Actually, what a fit log allows you to do is to sustain activity. That's what it's really helped me with.
Yeah, and the idea around actually looking at potential pitfalls or danger areas. We talk about them with food as well. When we learn how the food optimizing plans work, we talk about danger areas, trigger foods, you know, places where we may self-sabotage. And applying that way of thinking to this in terms
really
of activity
important.
It may enable us to get to that gold medal mindset. Or as Slimming Walls Body Magic goes up to, platinum.
There's
a whole new level of Olympian.
Do you know what? There should be a platinum medal, shouldn't there? Too much money. And again, what someone who is an Olympian would be looking at is the potential danger zones, but then the strategies to overcome it, to protect yourself, to raise from that. Oh, we've now got a train.
Well, it's hard to get moving.
Oh. So again, thinking about like strategies to protect your aims, link exercise to meaningful activities like walking the dog or active gardening. Like for me, how I really got started with my walking was to go and do it to run errands. Okay, I need to go and get some bread and some milk. I've got to walk to the shops. Actually, do you know, I'm going to get Daisy from school. I'm going to walk to school. Again, having an aim rather than saying I've got to walk. Actually, that wasn't enough to get me out the door, but having to make sure I could have a cup of tea and get cats and milk really motivated me. Start small. 5 minutes is better than none. And again, this is the one that I think you and I both need to work on. Be flexible with myself. Any increase counts. It's that all or nothing mentality. Just being 1% better than yesterday is an absolute success. Something that really we've talked about with Body Magic, which is fascinating, is he used to talk about doing a big walk on Sunday and then nothing for 4 or 5 days. And actually, it's recognising that if activity is to be something that is going to be an intrinsic habit in your life and going to serve you as a new slimmer person, it needs to be consistent. Not, I've walked 10,000 steps in, you know, an hour on Sunday and then I've been sedentary for the rest of the week. That's a really important thing to recognise, isn't it?
See, I didn't know what FitLog stood for.
Oh, didn't you?
And so I've only learnt this today.
Oh,
if you are a member,
you?
There is an article which is called All About the FitLog.
FITT.
I don't know if it just wasn't something that at that time I was really focusing on the food more than body magic. In my first year, I really almost put body magic on the back burner whilst I focused on my habits for food. But so FitLog actually stands for frequency, intensity, time and type. And so frequency talks about how often do we exercise. Intensity is how hard or fast we exercise. And time, how long you exercise for, even when you're starting out, 5, 10, 15 minutes. And type, what sort of activity you do. And that, I think, shows the variety. And in our member packs, there is something which talks around the 5 active habits, which shows the different types of activity that we can use as well.
Yes. And I think that's what a lot of people come to the table with is, I've got to do cardio, I've got to do weights. Actually, you've got to find lots of different things that work for you. But I would always say, if we're looking to become active, starting the first key thing is something you enjoy, something you can do, and something you can sustain. Understanding the limitations that I may have when I first start is really important, isn't
it? The other thing it did say there was how often we just get stuck on one type of exercise.
Yes.
And where I think the 5 active habits really showed me about mixing it up, you know, having the strength base, the balance, the flexibility, maybe something that's going to get the heart rate up a little bit more, and then increasing the everyday activity. And that, I think, is, you know, for some people, they may be regular zumbarers, but is there maybe something else that they can do that might tap into more balance and flexibility, perhaps?
Or is it that, you know, you're an everyday walker and you walk to work and back, but actually what you need to do is get some strength training in or some balance or something like that. So I think it's so brilliant, this, because what it allows you to do is create a really well rounded activity program for yourself. And again, this is a support program. This is not about being told what you should do. This is about, what do you enjoy and how are you going to get this in, and how are you going to make sure that you protect yourself from all those saboteurs that happen?
Well, look what's at the top. It says, my ultimate activity goal is, and then say what it is, but it also has the word because. Well, why?
Do you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Why do I want to be active? Now, there's things like, I want pert buttocks, you know, that's the thing I'd like to get and go to the gym. But ultimately, I want to live for as long as I possibly can. And I know that to make sure that happens, I've got to be active, I've got to be using my body, I've got to strengthen those muscles. And I think finding your why for activity is as important as your why for food optimizing.
Correct me if I'm wrong in my understanding of why I do body magic, is that I want to be able to find that happy medium at my target weight. And I know that in order to kind of switch into that more kind of maintenance way of thinking, that having body magic is just the ultimate, I don't know, way of maintaining that weight and helping keep toned, fit.
So what we've got to think about activity, if we're looking about weight loss, we're not going to do activity to get heaps of weight loss.
Yeah.
But what we're going to be active for is to increase things like our lean muscle, which burns fat at rest. which then will help us to maintain the weight that we have lost. Because what you've got to think about is we have to make sure our body is burning the calories that we put into it so we can maintain the weight that we got to. So if you think about activity as something that's going to allow you to be as strong as you possibly can, but also maintain that weight, is the reason that, we know activity has to be integrated. You couldn't maintain weight loss without being active.
Right, okay.
Yeah, which was something I blew my mind. I was like, oh, I've got thin now. Well, Anna, if you want to stay slim, I, you know, as a lot of people know, I had this spinal injury. I didn't become active until I'd lost my weight, but there is no way I could have kept my weight off being as sedentary as I was previously. Do you know what I mean? So again, it's something that I had to work into my daily life. But it's not, I came to activity thinking, right, if I go on a really fast walk, I can eat more chocolate. It's not thinking about it in that kind of way, if that makes sense.
I like the fact that for this little tool here, it's as good for people who are sedentary wanting to start moving as it is for perhaps people who've been doing something for a while and they're looking for ways to shake it up or maybe take it to the next level.
Definitely. And I think what's really, really fundamental to recognise is the sooner you can start body magic, the more powerful it is going to be for you. Because the more weight you have to lose, the more calories you will burn when you are active. Also, if you start these habits to form as you're food optimising, they become natural habits as you're integrating the food changes as well. So as daunting as it could be, the sooner you can integrate the activity, the better. When I was recovering from my back injury, it was as simple as walking to the front door and back, then walking from the car to the supermarket front door. Like, it's understanding your limitations and your starting point so you can build on that.
Yeah. And the freedom that comes with that. I often think we're walking,
you know,
the freedom that I get to just go out without any equipment, just my shoes.
And that's the thing, isn't it, is to understand that you don't need a fancy gym kit, you don't need to go and have some very expensive gym membership. You can do things within your own home using your own body, going to the park. So again, it's finding those things that are often stoppers and actually flipping on them on their head and saying, well, actually, do you know what, I can do X, Y and Z. For anybody that's listening that is injured or anything like that, it's knowing that you still can be active within your limitations. You know, my dad was a double amputee in a wheelchair, and he was doing upper body strength that he could do from his wheelchair. And I know I've got a lot of people with like knee injuries and stuff like that, so don't let that be a stopper either.
Yeah, my mom, who I've got to give a shout out to, actually had a heart attack a number of years ago, and as part of her rehabilitation with Coventry Healthcare, put her through like a 12-week rehab program with a gym. And since then, my mom has been going to a gym. She's been out walking more. You know, she's doing the rowing. She's on the cycling. And she's finding a way round things. And it's pretty cool. My mom goes to the gym.
I love that.
You know, and I think that's like awesome. And that was not something that my mom had done before earlier in her life.
Yeah.
So, that also like inspired me that it is possible to find a way to find what you can do and what you want to do. And something else that it talks about on this article, actually talking about the fit log, it says here, recognize how you feel about your achievements. If there's something you loved doing, you can decide to do it again next week, and if it hasn't gone to plan, it will help you discover what got in your way. When you know where you've succeeded and what you'd like to do differently, you can plan for an even better week next week. So even here it's saying, think deeply about what might sabotage your activity plan. It could be simple, like rain. You haven't done your washing and you haven't got any clothes ready to wear.
Yeah, mine's the biggest one is rain. Like, I love walking.
Weather.
But I just that's why I bought my walking pads. I do indoor walking, do you know what I mean? And again, it's finding a way around it, not using that as the excuse to stop you. But yeah, there's nothing worse than when you're going out to be active and you're like, my leggings are wet, what am I going to do? Yeah. And again, the thing that stopped me when I had a lot of weight to lose is, what will I look like in the gym gear? And actually understanding you don't need that. You just need to do it in what feels comfortable for you.
Yeah. So let's just see this fit log again. I love the little pictures of the stick men that are on these. It's worth looking at for them. I mean, here it talks about, how do I feel about my achievements? Did I achieve my goals? What do I want to repeat? What stopped me from achieving my goals?
Yeah.
These, even here, it's talking about activity. Was it planned? Was it unplanned? That spontaneous walk that you and Daisy ended up doing because the sun was shining instead of raining.
Exactly. All those things, like, actually, do you know what? The bus was late and I had to run. I was late for the bus and I had to run. A bit of unplanned activity. The number of 5-minute sessions, 10-minute sessions, 15-minute sessions. This is about breaking it down and making it achievable. Because for me, as someone who was very overweight, inactive, to say I had to do something for 15 minutes terrified me. Could I start with 5? Yes, I could.
So, with that in mind, you know, who knows? Starting a fit log today could set you on your journey to be in the Olympics in years to come.
Do you know, I was thinking about that yesterday with Daisy. Like, she said, could I ever be in the Olympics? I was like, it's definitely a possibility if you found your sport. I'll tell you something very interesting that you may not think to look at me. My mum rode for Wales, I know, and nearly made the Olympic squad in the 50s. There you go.
Wow.
Didn't pass those genes down to me, though, did she? But again, it's finding that thing that really you enjoy and that you will be consistent about, and then it doesn't feel like effort at all.
Oh, there's some obscure ones, isn't there? Like pentathlons or ones where you have to do a bit of archery in the middle of it.
I mean, that's random, isn't it? Like, just have a break and do some archery.
I think a lot of people look at the Olympics and they just see the sprinters.
Yeah, or the high jumpers or the javelin or... Javelin?
That's javelin?
That's savlon and javelin mixed together. But yeah, there's so many crazy ones. I love the swimming, synchronised swimming with the hats.
Yeah, yeah. Gymnastics. And the Paralympics, of course.
Oh, incredible.
But the idea that today we just decided, we'd seen something on telly,
yes,
and on social media, and we thought, let's just try that. We watched a few videos on TikTok and on YouTube, skipped a few because we thought, flipping heck.
Oh, there'd be an injury
where
there.
Spinning on your head, I was like, no.
I just saw A&E when I saw that. That's what I thought.
Fortunately, Anna's AstroTurf grass was dry.
And we didn't get any burns from it, you know, friction burn.
It didn't cause me a problem with my hay fever.
So glad. It was a win-win. So watch out for that video because it will be some light entertainment where you could possibly form a new activity habit with laughing at what you see.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? It's about having fun, having a laugh. And actually, if we think back to all the crazy things that we've done over the last, like, month of cooking in a kitchen and, like, race for life, walking with a bunch of other people who were cool and crazy as us, it's like, it's been a whirlwind. We've certainly got out and done a lot of new things, and
had, I mean, along the way.
Yeah, it does. I think it's good to shake it up, isn't it? It's good to. It's a nice moment when you can get the confidence to just have a go. Well, there was a time where I wouldn't have even tried because I just would have been afraid of being so rubbish.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, we've been out of our comfort zones quite a few times, haven't we? And actually, we've survived it and had a bit of a laugh along the way.
Well, we've stopped watching the videos back that we do and the weird photos because we just accept that we just look crazy.
Do you know what? The vanity has gone out the window in it, Claire. Long gone do I try and do my hair and makeup for these things. I just know I'm going to look like a Wally, but hey.
Well, yeah, today we're just dancing around a maze here with our Race for Life t-shirts. May as well, you know, use them for something.
I mean, why not? Better than a dishcloth, innit?
On your t-shirt?
No, I mean, I wouldn't do it with a beautiful t-shirt like this, but I use often old clothes as, like, dusters. No,
I don't think you want to tell that in case the people at Slimming World Head Office who donated this t-shirt to you.
I would never do that with this t-shirt, but, you know, like, children's clothes, when they're getting a bit smaller, or a bit of a, you know, a white t-shirt that's gone a bit yellow, cut it up, make it into a duster. Bit of body magic.
Do you know, I mean, you get all kinds on this podcast.
Seriously, there are lots of tips to be had on this podcast, and it's not about weight loss and fitness. Seriously.
Can you tell that we've been doing this for 5.5 years? This is where we're at. We're breakdancing and we're using old children's clothes as dishcloths.
And seriously, I would like to hear if anybody listens to this and they use anything, bedding. I've used an old duvet before. Like, please, can you?
What,
this is saving the environment.
What are we going to be talking about if we do this podcast for 10 years? She can't even get words out. Stay tuned to find out. Right, you can subscribe or follow or whatever the terminology for podcasts is these days. Every 2 weeks we put out a public podcast. If you're a member, then you get to listen to us every week, because on the other weeks we do a members only bonus podcast, which you can find on your app or Lifeline Online. Can't remember what next week is, but just follow us on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast, and we normally put a little teaser out there for you. If you are a member, just know that you get to listen to the podcast earlier than our public feed. You get to listen to it on a Friday, whereas if you're a member of the public, you get to listen on a Monday. That was probably enough information to put out in one sentence or paragraph.
Yes, and I've just seen this lady open her car, being nowhere near it. Her boot opened when she was in the house. That's incredible, isn't it?
We digress. Where is that on the fit log? Intensity was low. Time was saved. Type was electric boot.
She had a lot of bags, though, so she was strength training.
Right, the planes are going over. The lady's boot is closed and she's about to drive. We're going to leave it there. We hope that you are having a terrific, terrific summer. And we'll see you again for sure. Or speak to you, perhaps.
Let us know about what you use as a cloth, please.
Or probably where you're starting with your activity.
Oh, yeah, all that as well.
Bye.